global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing right now. We've got the S&P 500 index up 6 to 2188, a gain of 0.3%. Dow Industrials up 31 points to 18,560. That's a gain of 0.2%. And NASDAQ is up 0.4%. The 10-year down 1/32nd with the yield hovering at 1.55% right now. Gold up $1.10 the ounce to $13.40, a gain of 0.1%. And crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, up 69 cents, $48.10 a barrel, a gain there of 1.5%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Shares of Best Buy are up more than 18% today. Are you happen to be in the market for maybe a wearable or video games, tablets, computers, TVs, drones, or a connected home? Here to connect all the dots for us is Matt Townsend, retail reporter for Bloomberg News. Matt, thanks for coming into the studio. Tell us about Best Buy and how did they exceed analyst estimates?
Yeah, it's some good news in the retail world, which has not had much of it lately. So they beat the expectations game. You know, their own forecast for the second quarter were that sales would be down as much as 2%. They actually posted a small gain, which in the world of retail is a pretty big deal. And then they said that for the rest of the year, they expect profit to be a little bit higher than they previously said. So forecast up, and they beat expectations in the quarter.
What's really working for them? Because I note that their best sellers are things like the Amazon Fire TV stick for $40, as well as Madden NFL 17 for the PlayStation, $60. Is that where they're making their money?
It's across the board. I mean, they called out. I mean, well, first of all, the weak part of the market right now is mobile phones and tablets. So one of the things that happened in the quarter was that decline was less than they expected. And they said they basically are taking more market share from competitors. But what's really working for them, yes, things like drones, wearables, like Fitbits, all the stuff you do to track sort of your health and activity, and also 4K television, which is the relatively new, extremely high def, flat screen televisions that are, you know, priced higher than normal ones.
Talk about wearables for just a moment. For example, their Apple watches are on sale, the sport watch. They're offering them for $50, less than the regular price of $350. Also, they're selling, obviously, the Samsung wearables as well as the Samsung virtual reality gear.
Yeah.
Are they hurting Apple sales by offering these things at a discount?
I would almost assume or would speculate that Apple is okaying these discounts. That's the way usually these vendor relationships work. I mean, one of the things about Best Buy that's interesting is that, you know, the turnaround has basically been cutting costs, and now they're showing some growth. And what the CEO chalked that up to is, look, we have these really strong relationships with Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, that allows us to have better assortment, better customer service in the stores. And they see that as a big advantage. And, you know, if you look back last week, Target said their electronic sales were weak, and they actually blamed Apple, called out Apple as the weak link there. So it's potentially what's going on here is Best Buy in the sort of brick and mortar retail world is taking share from Walmart, Target, and those competitors.
So you go to Best Buy if you're looking for your DJI Phantom 4 quadcopter, and especially if you want it in white. But what does it tell you when they're offering like $200 off these things? Are they trying to just move them out of the store, or is it just to lure you into the store so that then they can upsell you maybe to a $500 version of a drone?
Yeah, true. Yeah, they are probably, it's probably both fronts, but more likely it's to get people in the door. If it's a hot item, put a little bit of discount on it, get someone in the door. But also, this is August. This is when a lot of inventory is being cleared. It's basically back to school is starting now too, so it could be, you know, clearing out some inventory for back to school. But again, you know, Best Buy, it's the big question mark has been, can they return to growth? Can they return to growth? And they've grown their comparable store sales 6 out of the past 8 quarters, which, you know, you wouldn't have expected 2 years ago. You wouldn't have expected that. So it seems like they're on the right path. And they did say that, you know, they thought the first half was going to be a little bit down as far as sales, and they'd show growth in the second half. Now that they have this growth in the second quarter, they have, you know, what looks like a bullish quarter or second half ahead of them. One big reason is the new iPhone coming out.
The iPhone 7 yes. That is perhaps going to be unveiled in September.
Yeah, I mean, most speculation is September. You know, Best Buy won't comment on that today, but a lot of their business has been driven by product cycles. So when there's a new phone that is hot, or like when the tablet sort of craze happened, Best Buy's business did well. But what we saw this quarter was that while most of the market was down in the U.S. in a lot of the electronics categories, Best Buy wasn't, which is a pretty positive sign. Thus, one of the reasons why the stock is up so much today.
Yeah, the stock up 18% today, up a nearly 30% year to date, based in Richfield, Minnesota. They've got 125,000 employees. Are they still cutting staff, or are they done with that?
They're doing some of that. They're you know, they every quarter they close some, you know, a couple stores here or there. I think compared to a year ago, they have 20 less stores in the U.S., which is they still have a boatload of stores in the U.S. But the big cost cutting is mainly over. The first phase of the turnaround when the CEO, Hubert Joly, came in, he's been there a little over 3 years now, was that we're too big of a company, too bloated, cut costs, rationalized certain parts of the business. They sold off all their foreign divisions except for Canada. And now it's... can they really show growth in the U.S., which is basically 90% of their business now?
Yeah, well, it's a $40 billion a year business for
Best Buy. You know, as much as people talk about Amazon and everything, I mean, Best Buy still churns out $40 billion worth of sales. I mean, think about that. That's a lot of money. That's a lot. That's a big chunk of the market that they still own. And as far as if you have look at the brick and mortar environment, they don't really have competition. I mean, yes, do people go to Walmart and Costco and Target to buy?
Well, you just said that they might be taking business away in the electronics field from Walmart and from some of those big box retailers.
And as far as a specialty electronics chain, they're the only one left. And as electronics get more complicated, Best Buy is betting that people will need more help, especially in person. They're ramping up services. They obviously have the Geek Squad. So that's sort of their whole play, is to become a services company. So they sell you a tech product, and they help you put it in your home, and then they help service it throughout the life of the product, and they help you get, you know, pick a new one when it dies out.
Yeah, well, I guess everyone will be in line for, as you said, that new iPhone 7.
iPhone 7 is going to be huge.
All right.
They think.
They think. Yeah, good point. Thanks very much. Matt Townsend, he is a retail reporter for Bloomberg News, telling us about the results of Best Buy. The shares are higher by about 18% today. This is Bloomberg. Coming up on Taking Stock, we're going to take stock of commercial real estate in our nation's capital. Republican candidate Donald Trump, he's put $200 million behind the renovation of the old post office pavilion for a hotel. That's next.